morning, listeners. Akim School in New Creation is a place where Tamil children are offered good education. Education which is based on Sri Aurobindo's and the mother's thoughts about integral yoga and education in general. This morning, everyone was invited to Akim School, and I went there to participate in the unveiling of self-painted peace flags. After the ceremony, I managed to get an interview with Deborah from the United States, who initiated the whole project. She will explain to us what the kids, who are between 2 and 14, what the kids worked on during the last 2 months. All right, Deborah, could you explain what this event this morning was about and this whole project?
Okay, the event this morning was the culmination of 2 months' worth of work. And the project had to do with peace building, creating a more united Aikyam. Aikyam means unity. So what I did was I brought with me from America a number of books to read to the children, different books for different ages, and all of the books related to peace in general and to various kinds of behaviors that make for a peaceful community when people have to work closely and live closely together. So I had a class period with each class in their rooms, and we would read and discuss the book, and the book would relate then to a project that we were doing in art. So first we defined peace and what it meant to us. We covered areas like self-control, because we believe that peace begins with ourselves. So we covered self-control and kindness and sharing and being willing to take a stand and having the courage to do that and be a leader. And the first assignment that we did in art was that we made peace flags or prayer flags, like the Tibetan prayer flags. And the children thought about peace, and then they thought about how they would draw peace. And they created these cloth flags, which hang around the railing to the second story of the Aikyam Dining Hall now. And their thoughts about peace get carried by the wind throughout the world, we hope. So that took quite a long time, much longer than I had thought, but the kids took it very, very seriously, and they made beautiful flags. And we also had the staff make flags, because we are one community. We worked on the very young children, the first and second grade, worked on murals where anywhere from 6 to 8 children worked on the same mural. And the idea there was they could draw whatever they wanted, but they needed to find a way to let everybody else know what their own space was. And then they could not take up someone else's space. They couldn't go over their border. And some of them actually drew borders, but some of them just figured it out. They just let the edges of their drawing become the border. And it was interesting to see how they configured their drawings to go around each other's. So we did that in the younger grades. We also read a book in the first grade called One. And it's about standing up and being counted, and the fact that it only takes one person to start turning things around if things are going in a bad direction. And so the children each made a one, and then we put all the ones together, joined in one circle. It was a project for the little ones. And then for the third through eighth grades, we did progressive drawings. And the idea of a progressive drawing is that each child starts a drawing, they work for 10 minutes or so. And then everybody, the drawings stay where they are, but everybody moves to the right. And by the time it's come around, all the kids have worked on all the drawings. And again, it's easy to respect your own work. It's much different when you're sitting in front of a drawing that's a subject that maybe you don't like to draw, and it's somebody else's. So how do we add to that, make it our own, but not ruin what someone else has done? And so that was the lesson there. And sometimes the kids did that very well, and sometimes they started to cross the line, which was a very, very good learning experience, because then we could talk about it. In the end, they were...
So did you experience any difficulties?
I experienced what I thought would happen, which is that some kids started to get really silly with drawings that weren't their own. And so then we stopped the class, and we talked about that. You know, what's happened here? Where's that line between having fun and making it your own and ruining somebody else's work? And it was interesting that then as that drawing passed on to the next child, they were looking for ways to bring it back to life, to try and make the part that was beautiful, beautiful again. So that was an interesting lesson, too, that there's always a way to fix it and to do better and to learn from it.
How did you handle the language barrier?
Ah, that's a good question. Children at IKEM learn in English and in Tamil. So even the very, very little children know some English, which is helpful. I know about as much Tamil as they know English, which helps a little. And our art teacher, Ramalingam, is not only an incredible artist, he is an incredible artist. He's not only an incredible artist, but he speaks English quite fluently. And when I go into the classrooms, always either Ramalingam or the classroom teacher is there to translate. Sometimes with children who are a little older, a child who understands English just a bit better will translate for the rest of the class. So we do pretty well.
Our first project were the peace flags that you see along the outside of the railing here. So after reading a book about called the Peace Book, children decided on several things that they thought made a peaceful community. And they turned their thoughts into pictures on these flags. Then we asked the staff to do them as well, because we are all members of the community.
அதாவது நம்ம அந்த புத்தகத்தெல்லாம் படித்த பிறகு அமைதி பற்றி புத்தகத்தெல்லாம் படித்த பிறகு குழந்தைகள் வந்து என்னென்னலாம் அமைதின்னு நினச்சாங்களோ அந்த காரியத்தை தான் வெளியே பண்ணியிருக்கிறாங்க. அந்த காரியங்கள் எல்லாம் கொஞ்சம் நாள் எடுத்துக்கணும்னு நினச்சாங்க, இருந்தாலும் நேரத்துக்கு முடிஞ்சு போச்சு. அதெல்லாம் வெளியில் கட்டி வச்சுருக்கிறாங்க. சரியா? ஆமாம், வெளியில் கட்டி வச்சுருக்கிறோம். இது மாணவர்கள் மட்டும் செய்யல, ஆசிரியர்கள் எல்லாம் பெரியவங்க எல்லாருமே சேர்ந்து இதை செஞ்சுருக்கிறாங்க. சரியா? சரி.
So these are like prayers, the prayer flags. The wind can carry our thoughts throughout the world.
அந்த கொடியெல்லாம் இருக்கு இல்லையா, அதெல்லாம் நம்மளுடைய மந்திரம் அது. புரியுதா? நம்மளோட வேண்டுதல், நம்ம வேண்டுதல் கண்டிப்பா காத்துல எல்லாரையும் போய் சேரும். நம்மளுடைய வேண்டுதல்.
We have a number of other projects which you'll see up here. The first and second grades did murals together, big long pieces of paper, and they each had to find their own place on the paper in any way that they wanted to, and they had to respect other people's areas and not go into them.
அப்போ அது மட்டும் இல்ல, இங்க மிகப்பெரிய பெரிய தாள்கள் எல்லாம் பெரிய பசங்க பண்ணிருக்காங்க. இது அவங்க எல்லாரும் கூட்டா சேர்ந்து செய்த வேலைகள். புரியுதா? அந்த வேலைகளிலேயே தங்களுக்கு எடுத்து தங்களுக்கு கொடுத்த இடத்த மட்டும் சரியான முறையில் பயன்படுத்தி ரொம்ப நல்ல படம் வரைஞ்சி கொடுத்துருக்குறாங்க.
We also have many progressive drawings. Children started a drawing. The drawing stayed where it was, and the children moved one space to the right. Until many children have worked on each drawing. And the idea again was to learn to respect what someone else had done and to add to it and build upon it.
அதே மாதிரி இன்னொரு வகை படம் இருக்குது. அந்த படம் வந்து பார்த்தீங்கன்னா அதுக்கு அவங்க ஆங்கிலத்தில் கொடுத்த பேர் ப்ரொக்ரெசிவ் டிராயிங். கொஞ்சம் கொஞ்சம் வளர்ந்துக்கிட்டே போகிற படம். அது எப்படி ஒரு படத்தில் ஒரு குழந்தை வேலை செய்யும், கொஞ்ச நேரம் வேலை செஞ்சுட்டு எழுந்து அடுத்த பக்கத்துக்கு போயிடும். அதே மாதிரி எல்லாரும் ஒவ்வொரு படத்துலேயும் நிறைய குழந்தைகள் வேலை செஞ்சு அந்த படத்தை முடிச்சிருக்கிறாங்க. அப்போது குழு குழுவாக முடித்த படங்கள் இங்கே நம்மள்கிட்ட பார்வைக்கு இருக்குது.
Tia led the children in painting paper and then making Japanese peace cranes. They're fluttering above us.
Tia, தாள் தாளில் வந்து வண்ணம்லாம் தீட்டி அதில் இந்த ஜப்பான் கொக்குகளுடைய படத்தை அவங்க அது மாதிரி மடித்து வரைஞ்சிருக்கிறாங்க. நமக்கு மேலே தொடர்ந்து பார்த்தீங்கன்னா இதெல்லாம் அவங்க டீகாவோட முயற்சியில் உருவானது.
And back here we have a number of poems that are the collective work of the 6th grade, the 7th and 8th grades together, and one that was done by the staff. And there's a description for all these projects actually that you can read for yourself. So I'm not going to describe that process, but please read it.
Being friends, peace means friendship. Peace is making buildings that we need. Meditation, keeping us from fighting.
Making music, singing a song. Playing nicely, peace is natural.
Motherhood, nurturing, parents offering protection.
Friends sharing problems and feelings. Being friendly and not fighting, sharing.
Peace is being different, coming together, and strong silence, creating a good picture of peace.
கைகளை இணைத்துக் கொள்ளுதல், அன்போடு கைகளை இணைத்துக் கொள்ளுதல்.
Peace is enjoying playing together.
அமைதி என்பது ஒன்றாக சேர்ந்து விளையாடுதல்.
I'm Sri Lakshmi, and I'm from Bangalore. I'm a visitor here.
What do you think about this project?
I think it's absolutely fantastic, though I'm wondering whether they do the same things in the other Orville schools. I know this is an outreach school, but it would be nice to know if they do the same kind of things in the schools where children of Orvillians study at. But yeah, this is a fantastic, and like they said, I think it's a great way to learn things that go beyond classroom learning, like cooperation and respect. Yeah.
The project is quite wonderful, especially because it's done by a volunteer who's only been here for 2 months, and this is her second time, and I know she's faced enormous odds to come here. Odds to her health and everything. So I think it's a very good it's a project for that can be done in any elementary school, and I think it's anytime you can get these children involved in art, it's a good idea. And especially the flags. I think the flags are wonderful.
I came to see the art, and it's fabulous. There's color, and there's fish, and there's trees, and there's people, and every piece of artwork is unique and just very exciting. The flags that are on the outside of the building are just really wonderful. And when the paper art goes, the flags will still be around. So there's some enduring art here.
Yes.
And basically, I came to see the art and the kids and hear about the project.
How did you hear about it?
It was in the news and notes, but I also know Deborah, who led the project. She had told me about it before she did it, so I knew it was happening.
What do you think is the effect of this project on the children?
Well, the effect is, what's really wonderful is Deborah has done more than this here. The children know her. And this one, this project in particular this year, shows that after 3 years of being here, you really open the kids up, pull things out, and it really very much enriches them.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. It is an ongoing effort and an ongoing theme. It has been here for a long time. And you can see that the kids are getting it. You can see on the playground, you can see in the classrooms, they help one another, they cooperate. They're a peaceful group.
Did you visit the classrooms?
I have been in classrooms, yes.
Everybody should come and see it.
Ah, yes. Yes.
Everybody who's in Orville should take a look.
All we are saying is
change happens very, very slowly. That's the first thing I'm going to say. When I was young, I thought things could change immediately, but I've learned a little more. But I think a good example of what happened is that we put guidelines up on the door in our art room, and the guidelines said that, first of all, the art room is a no-fighting zone, and then it said we in this room we agree to, and it was a number of things. We ask, not grab, we work on only our own work, we keep our hands to ourselves, we talk quietly. I think there are about 8 of them. And after a small time, the children, when somebody pushed them around, would say, look at the door, look at what it says. So they were really starting to remind each other. It didn't mean that those things didn't happen, but it meant that it happened less, and that the children were starting to get the idea that it's really not okay, that you really, really can't do that in this room. And it made it easier for us as teachers, because when it happened, we could say, I think you need to read the guidelines. And remember, if you're in this room, this is what you agree to. And if you can't agree, you don't need to be here. So rather than punishing the child, we could just refer them back to what we expect. And I think children always, if they know what you expect and they know what the consequences are, if they can't come through with what you expect, you're really setting them up, actually, to behave much better. So I think it was pretty successful. And we now have our community code painted on a wall of the school. And I think that as children and staff, because it's actually worded so that it's for the entire community, the more you see that, the more you start to think about it. And in talking about self-control, these are the kinds of things that, you know, can come into your head when you're a little bit excited, and remember that this is what's expected and maybe I need to do things a little differently. So hopefully that's a little seed that gets planted and it just grows and grows.
Can you tell us a bit about yourself and about the work you usually do?
Mm-hmm. I can. I am at this point in my life a portrait artist, which is nice because I don't have such tight deadlines anymore. I've been an illustrator for many years, and I also, there was a period in my life where I wasn't really doing art per se, but I was working on social justice education with people. So in the United States, it's a very diverse culture, and I was helping people learn to appreciate differences rather than being afraid of each other because of differences, which is informs some of the work that I did here. It was really lovely because I could combine my love of art and also the social justice work that I've done. It's very similar.
How did you end up in Oroville?
Ah, that's a very good question, too. Actually, my son and his fiance came here for almost a year, and they were wanting family to visit, and I very much wanted to come, but I wanted to work if I came here. So my future daughter-in-law spoke to Shankar, our principal, and said that I wanted to come and that I was an artist and I was looking for a job while I was here, and he said, oh, have her come work in the art room. So I came. I was supposed to come for a month and changed my ticket and stayed for 2 months, and now I come for 2 months, which is all I can do, each year.
As volunteer.
As a volunteer, yeah.
Any last thing you want to add? Anything else you want to say?
Just that I'm so grateful for the opportunity to come to Kulapalliam and to work with these wonderful children, and the staff here is just amazing. And I love this school very much. I'm so grateful to be here.
Thank you so much, Deborah.
Thank you.